Pete and Kimber for breakfast.
On Mix.
The West Coast Eagles host GWS. Just unfortunate news for the co-captain, Oscar Allen, from the West Coast Eagles, who joins us on the show now. Good morning to you, mate. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are you guys going?
Oh, look, we know you're not great. We know you're going to be feeling sad, Sack, buddy. You don't have to lie to us. We've been friends a long time.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm pretty sad and disappointed. Unfortunate way to start the year, to play one game and then have a bit of time off, but I'm happy to be back here with you guys, so I hope you're both going well and have had a nice couple of months.
Oh, thanks, mate. Aww. No, we're enjoying ourselves. We've kept the seat warm for you too, mate, so we're looking forward to getting you back in the chair inside the studio, but quite a surprise. I mean, so the story goes that you appeared to get off the game, finished the game over the weekend quite fine, no problems whatsoever, and then you had scans on Tuesday saying that there's bone stress in your right knee. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Finished the game and didn't actually notice it too much throughout the game, and probably, Tuesday morning it blew up a little bit, so decided to do some scans to investigate why that was the case, and a bit of stress in the knee at the moment, so going to have to take a little bit of time off legs and then reload and get back into it.
Honestly, why are knees so fragile? Like, they need to lift their game. I feel like, I played a few seasons of netball for Bateman when I was younger, and my knees are completely poked.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
You can really relate to Oscar, can't you? A few seasons of netball in Bateman.
Well, right? Oscar, oh, look, maybe when we get you, like, you are our footy guy, we get you in all the time. So, like, when you come in, maybe I've got to start asking you for your new Netflix recommendations or something. Like, what are you watching at the moment?
It's a good question. I've started the new Gentleman series.
Oh, I've heard good things.
Yes, I love the movie. I think the TV series, and it started off in a good form. So, unfortunately, probably a little bit more time watching Netflix at the moment on the weekends, but that's all right.
Mate, how are you, how's your head at the moment, right? You had 2022, which just sucked for you. You didn't play a game, and then you come back and you're firing all season last season, had a great season, played all 23 games and were just so potent in the forward line, and then you come back and there's this setback. Mate, how are you dealing with that at the moment?
Oh, it is really frustrating and quite difficult, but in saying that, it's just footy, and like everyone has setbacks. So that's the way I'm viewing it. I'm trying to take the glass half full approach that I'll be back out there sooner rather than later, and I'll be a better player and person for it. So probably the more disappointing aspect is with my new leadership role, not being able to help Duggo out on field and help the team out on field is another probably level of disappointment at the moment. But I just have really good confidence in our strength and conditioning and medical staff that they'll get me back out there soon.
Well, that's what makes you such a great dude and such a great player and co-captain, because you have such an excellent attitude to this stuff, like knowing that it's a setback, feeling rubbish about it, but also still trying to remain really positive. So you're still giving back to the team in ways you don't know. And we know you're really responsible. You're not someone who, even though you're super hungry to get back out, you're not someone who pushes your body in a dangerous way where you're not going to be able to complete the season. So, like, you're going to do your rehab. You are doing your rehab exercises, aren't you, Oscar?
I am, yes. That was probably the biggest learning from 2022. I probably tried to rush and force it a little bit too much and get back in place straight away. And that's probably the bigger reflection now, that make sure that I get fully on top of this. So, when I come back, it's all guns blazing for hopefully the rest of my career and can avoid these injuries along the way.
Were you? What's the time frame, mate? Honestly, have you got a number there for us? Is it 6 weeks, 8 weeks? What is it? What are you being told?
Yeah, I wish I could give you one. It's kind of a bit of a wait and see how it's actually heals and progressing. So I'd love to be able to say, look, it's going to be X amount of weeks, and I'll be out there playing it round whatever, but at the moment it's all been pretty acute. It's all happened pretty quickly, so we're still trying to figure out the best course of action forward, and hopefully just sooner rather than later would be nice.
All right, no worries. Hey, we'll leave you to it, bud. Thanks for jumping on. We really appreciate it, especially given that the news broke this week, so you'd be inundated We were smashed on the text yesterday by West Coast Eagles fans who know that you're our West Coast Eagle for the year, just going, can you get him on? Can we hear from him? Can we hear that he's going okay? So thanks for doing that for us this morning, mate.
No worries, and I promise I'll be in studio next week. Don't worry about
good,
that.
Good stuff.
Hey, we might be able to eat hot chips together now.
Yes.
Just for a bit.
Just secretly, just between us.
Don't you do that. Don't you do that to him. Don't
I'll let him live a little.
Oh, you're telling him, okay, nah, sit on the couch, sit on your backside and watch Netflix, get some hot chips into you. We need him back out on the park. Gee whiz. Our chat with Oscar Allard, powered by Pleco. Switch on the solar savings. It's Pete and Kimber.